Hitzkiss noses around the Cowboys news with team owner and GM Jerry Jones every Friday at 10:10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet and Brennan Mortgage. Only on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
You are listening to Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we're joined up here at the mothership this evening by the Cobra. Danny Paul, Ty Walker in with the Ticket Ticker. Justin Neely at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. Nelson Norman at the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi at the service elevator. And Dave in acquisitions. We got about 45 minutes or so.
Don't forget the big unit on beer.
Right. Are we just heading over there to the Palm after this is over? We're going straight there or what?
It's supposed to be at 8 o'clock. But I got to go home and take Claude out. She's got to go potty.
Me and Corby got to take the kids out, too.
Claude, you're not going to put on your suit or anything, are you?
No. I mean, you're looking at my costume right here. This is my costume. If anybody's wondering what we're talking about, they're painting our picture on the wall at the Palm tonight. So if you haven't made dinner plans, come down there at about 8 for the big unveiling.
All right. It is 6:17 here on the Ticket. With community quick hits.
Well, we got a little bit of good news. We all remember the tragic incident down at the Gypsy Tea Room back in July, the old 97 show. We covered this a lot over the last couple of months, where a man goes in with his two daughters to check out an old 97 show down at the Gypsy Tea Room. After the show, he leaves. He has words with a certain gentleman, and we don't really know exactly what happened, but the guy with the two daughters got attacked, and he was left paralyzed. Well, the guy who did it, Jesse Chaddick, 30, was indicted yesterday. They charged him with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for slugging David Cunniff, then slamming him against the club's concrete floor while one of Mr. Cunniff's daughters watched. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 if convicted of the second-degree felony charge. He remains in jail in lieu of $500,000, so he ain't getting out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Doesn't need to get out.
No, I'm hoping.
So that's the max, is 10 grand in 20 years.
Yeah.
So he's not going to get the max.
No, probably not.
So it means he's
well. The only
that means
the
he'll
Grego,
get half that. He'll get 10.
Grego, the thing is
and
about
be
this
on
guy.
Three.
He's this is not. It's not like he just stepped off
a church bus,
right? And just walked in there and did this. He's done this before.
Yeah.
So he's got a history.
Good.
And so you know, someone with a history's got a little better chance of getting more jail time. And so now we, you know, like I said before, we. The incident itself has been pretty vague as far as the details go, but the witness affidavits were released yesterday. And here's what was said. Police say that Cunniff saw men flick cigarette butts on a man at the Gypsy Tea Room and told the group of men, hey, that's not cool. So don't do that. Taken up for whoever he hit with the cigarette butts. One of the men turned, approached Mr. Cunniff, and said, do you know who I am? You don't know me. Don't talk to me. According to court affidavits, Mr. Cunniff responded under his breath to a friend, you don't want to know me either. At that point, a man identified by witnesses as Mr. Chaddick, he's the guy who faces the prison time, confronted Mr. Cunniff and said, what if I want to know you? And before he even answered, he punched him in the face, dropped him on the ground, started kicking him, slamming his head against the concrete. And at this point, one of his two teenage daughters was near enough to see the attack, grabbed Mr. Chaddick by the head to push him off. At that point, Mr. Chaddick turned, looked at her, then got up and left the club. And Mr. Cunniff suffered serious injuries and remains a quadriplegic.
That is just awful.
That's terrible. Remember, they caught this guy, this Chaddick guy. Was it in Long Beach?
Somewhere in Southern California.
And they caught him way off somewhere. He ran from the law.
Oxnard, I believe.
Mr. Chaddock's attorney...
That's a habit.
...said the case will prove to be, if it does go to trial, which it will, said the case will prove to be a barroom fight between two willing parties. Lawyer says, when the details come out, I think it'll show that it was a bar fight that two people engaged in and one person got tragically hurt.
That's cocky.
Boy, it is, man.
I've heard that.
Right, though?
I've been hearing that side of the story, too.
Yep.
Ever since this, everybody started taking up for the Cunniff guy, I've heard other sides of that story that, yeah, he was a willing participant. But, I mean, I don't know what to believe.
All I know is the guy had a history. He was a known skinhead. Known. I mean, that's not like a rumor flying around. The guy was in a skinhead organization. Take whatever we want from that. I don't know really what that means, but it's not good. Once again, it's not like he was at church camp.
Well, is David getting any better?
I haven't heard.
We'd heard that he was.
Yeah. When we did the big run for him, I heard some really good things about him, but I haven't heard much.
And when you say getting better, you mean like regaining some feeling?
Yeah, some movement.
Yeah, some feeling, and he was able to move his toes, I think. Some really good signs.
I mean, not...
Well, let's hope so, anyway.
You know, it's not like he's ready to do a few laps around the lake or anything.
Right. But...
But we heard that there was a little bit of progress being made.
I don't know. We'll check it out. If anybody knows, send me an email, because I know there's about a billion listeners out there who are friends with this guy. This guy had more friends. Everyone knew this guy, or knows this guy, I'm sorry. And so if you got an update on his condition, please email me so we can talk about it a little bit. Pretty weird story out of Arlington. They need help identifying a suspect in the sexual assaults of teenage girls, where in each case, a naked man snuck into the girls' bedrooms.
Nude?
Totally nude.
Totally?
A naked man has been getting into apartments through unlocked front doors or patio doors.
Okay, here's the deal. Who in the year 2004 doesn't lock every door they have? Who doesn't lock their door?
I think you'd
door?
Be surprised.
You know what?
You know,
if
people forget.
If I knew one person that didn't, I would be surprised.
People
one.
Forget, though. I think a lot of people aren't real anal about locking their doors, especially in apartments.
The minute I walk in my door, that's the first thing I do. Lock it.
Really?
The minute. That's the first thing
I
do.
Not me.
God.
First thing I do is remove the pants.
He's got you there.
No, believe me, he doesn't have me.
The man has struck three times since the first of this month. In each case, a girl wakes up to find the naked man in her dark room fondling her.
Ooh.
Or trying to do more. In some cases, the girls have screamed or made enough noise to scare the man away, but police said he's clearly a bold sexual predator and his crimes could escalate, which they will until he's caught.
I just wish that he would bust in on some girl and that girl just be ready for him and just say, oh, I'm waiting for 357 mag and just blow his sexual predator head off. Call the news before you call the cops. And say, here's what happens when you break into people's apartment. And show his splattered scanner's head.
He's a heavy-built Hispano, 30 to 40 years old, with a gold tooth in the left side of his mouth. He has a light mustache, a.k.a. a molester mustache, and speaks broken English.
Oh, come in.
That's the only cut we have. Although he's been seen in jeans and a jean jacket, police said he's nude when he commits his crime. So be on the lookout for a nude man walking around town.
Heavy-set guy with a gold tooth.
Heavy-built Hispanic man, 30 to 40, gold tooth, left side of his mouth.
Now, in the news last night, they said the mustache might be gone by now.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure he's tricking up his appearance as we speak.
What part of the town is this? In Fort Worth?
Arlington. The 3,000 block of East Park Row.
Ooh.
Are being warned with flyers showing the man's pictures. Now, East Park Row, that's fairly close to UTA, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh. That could be.
I know somebody that went to UTA.
Unfortunately, he's 100 and has a gold penis, not a gold tooth.
Oh, now that's abrasive.
Now that's over the top.
But true. What else?
This is a sad story. Last night, a man was trying to board a DART bus and was run over and killed by the bus. It's on the corner of Irvay and Elm in downtown. The driver pulled away. The man ran beside the bus trying to get the driver to stop. The man slipped, fell underneath the bus, and was run over.
Yikes. Was he a hobo?
You know what? It's officially default.
A hobo.
No, it's not.
That's yes, not it is.
That is not default.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
He wasn't a hobo. If he was trying to flag down a bus, hobos don't use the bus.
Don't they?
They ride trains.
Yeah, they hit the rails, man.
The city of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
The modern-day hobo rides the bus.
You know, I knew a guy, no BS, that had no car at TCU. His girlfriend lived in Denton. He would catch a ride from us down to the trains. You know where the trains all meet down there?
Down there on Vickering?
Yes. He would go down there and wait for a train to go up 35, hitch a train, and jump off in Denton. No lie.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
You know what? I've always wanted to do that.
That is so dangerous.
I've always wanted to be fun, too.
I've always wanted to do that one summer. Like when I was in school, it was like, jump
Let's
on
do it this summer. Have jump a great hardline train hitch.
Jump on a train and just find out where it goes.
Can you imagine us running after a train as we're like sleeping in a peaceful meadow, you know, and we hear the train a-coming. We got to gather our knapsack and our summer sausage and
your cheese.
Yeah, our cheese and put it all in our knapsack and our stick and just sprint after it as fast as we can.
We have to all be unshaven.
Right, right.
The rails.
With soot on our faces.
Right. Maybe a flannel shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun.
And if one can't make it, we all have to stay behind. Like, Reiner, if you're lagging behind, we got to, well... We're not going to let you go, man. Don't worry.
Thanks. Us hobos got to stick together, yeah. Holmes.
Who are we without each other?
The city of New Orleans.
Go ahead, Danny.
We need to give a lost puppy dog alert and see if we can recover this said puppy dog. It got loose yesterday. It's been missing since noon. It was lost in Bedford, close to the HEB Stadium area, between Forest Ridge and Central and south of Highway 183.
Kind of doggy.
It is a mix Shepherd Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Ooh, good-looking dog.
Yeah, name's Lucy, 3 years old. The color is tawny gold. Description, 3 foot tall, standing, slender dog with a shepherd's crook tail.
Tags?
The collar is black with red markings, no tags.
Okay, what is the deal with that?
Maybe it's got a chip.
Could have a chip. So, yeah, if you come across this dog... Lucy, the mix, German Shepherd, Rhodesian Ridgeback mix, lost in HEB between Forest Ridge and Central, south of Highway 183. Please email me, danny@theticket.com, so I can get your information to the rightful owner.
Do you have, either one of your dogs have chips?
My big one does. She's got one. The little one, she's getting her teeth cleaned here in a month, and when she gets her teeth cleaned, she's getting the chip put in.
What about Violet and Liam?
No, Violet and Liam just have tags.
Well, you need to get them
Got to get them a chip.
You got to get that done. It's cheap. Okay. And what about Digger?
No.
Snake?
You got to get Digger chip there.
As crazy as Digger is.
You know what? Yeah. Digger needs one.
Yeah. She does need one. It's
now,
crazy
painless,
she
it
is.
Doesn't talk, it's such a cool invention.
Would Digger, if she got out, is she gone? Or do you think she'd eventually make her way back to the house?
Bitch.
She is.
I would like to think she would eventually make her way back to the house.
But she would go on an adventure first,
right? Oh, yeah. Probably the only way she wouldn't is if she got hit by a car.
Right.
Which would be very possible.
She likes to dart off across streets and stuff.
And she likes to chase cars.
Oh, God.
Hey, that's the way most Jack Russells die.
You know, being hit by cars?
Yeah.
You guys would freak out if you saw me walking my dogs. Because both of them, if there's a truck, like... some sort of diesel truck, whether it be a trash truck or a worker's truck or whatever, if it goes by, I mean, I have to hold my dogs back with all my might or they will, I mean, they want to chase it. They want to kill it or whatever, you know? One time my dog got loose and she chased a trash truck down, going down the street, got in front of it and just stood there and barked at it while it saw her and stopped and she just sat there and barked at it, right in front of it. A trash truck.
Trying to do deal with Sly. the
peanut butter?
The leashless walk.
Is this it?
I've got her.
Just a sneeze.
Got her pretty well trained.
I can't believe you let her. You walk her without the leash.
Yeah. Dude,
that's great that she can.
God, I'd love to do that.
And she's pretty good. I mean, and I'll tell you what's pretty cool. Now I've got her trained, because with Clyde, you can train with treats. You can train her to do anything you want.
Pretty much.
And so now I've got her trained to where that she'll walk right up when we cross a street.
Mm-hmm.
She'll walk right up there. Sometimes she's in front of me 10, 15, 20 feet, and she'll get right up to that curb and sit down. And she will not get that street. Will not get it.
I can unleash the dachshunds at the park when we like go to the normal park that we over by my house. You know the one.
Yeah.
And there's enough space out there that they stay close. I mean, they'll run off about 20 to 30 yards and just run circles and race and tackle each other and fight. But they never get too far away. They have separation issues.
Yeah.
So they want to stay close.
Yeah, Clyde just doesn't want to get outside of me.
Right.
I think she's very scared that she'd be on her own. I'm serious. So she won't get away. A lot of times she'll run, and then she'll just stop in her tracks and turn around until she sees me.
Well, she's afraid of the booger man.
Right, that's good. I want to keep her that way. But she's doing good on her leashless walks now.
All right, that's Community Quickies.
The Little Mavericks will be ready to tip off in about an hour or so, and we'll look at what's up with them tonight next.